USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fire crews continue to battle a slew of wildfires across the country. New Mexico is dealing with 6 large wildfires. The biggest are the Calf Canyon and Hermit fires, which have combined into one and burned over 166,000 acres. The blaze is roughly 20% contained. Dry conditions expected to continue in the southwest. Brian Scutari is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
No relief in sight for the foreseeable future, with at least some chance for critical conditions continuing well past this weekend into the week.
Former President Donald Trump stumped Friday night in Pennsylvania, rallying for Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz and others. Pennsylvania's primary is about a week and a half away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The CDC is looking into over 100 cases of severe hepatitis in children reported across the United States. The CDC investigating the cases, which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. The cases have been found in 25 states and territories during the last 7 months.
Among 109 patients currently under investigation, more than half have evidence of an adenovirus infection. In addition, adenovirus has been detected in many, but not all, of the cases occurring outside of the United States.
CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases, Jay Butler. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene can run for re-election in Georgia's 14th congressional district. Late Friday, a state judge rejected arguments from a left-leaning out-of-state group that argued Greene, a Republican, was ineligible to run because they didn't like her political views. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. The world's first Meta store is coming to the Bay Area. Meta is opening a physical retail shop at its Burlingame campus starting Monday. Customers will be able to try on virtual reality headsets, Ray-Ban smart glasses, and test out Facebook's portal video chat devices. The user's view will be displayed in an open space and on surrounding walls. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.